It's been less than a week since voters in three very different Michigan cities all approved ballot initiatives allowing small amounts of marijuana for personal use on private property. And that has pro-marijuana advocates hoping the votes will boost pressure on state lawmakers to legalize or decriminalize pot. Joining us to give us an overview of what efforts are underway is Michigan Public Radio Network's Lansing correspondent, Jake Neer. Hello, Jake.
Good to talk to you, Cindy.
So you had voters in hipster Ferndale, conservative Jackson, and then right there in Lansing, the state capitol, all saying okay to personal pot use, and really, by large margins, some 60% approval in every city. So what has this done to galvanize the pro-marijuana troops?
Well, definitely it's made some splashes for pro-marijuana activists. It just seems like there's a lot of momentum they feel like at their backs right now, or wind at their backs, I should say. Some leaders in the groups are actually saying that they feel like the state legislature should really take that as a sign that the state is heading in this direction. It's inevitable, and they should do something statewide, either decriminalize marijuana or legalize it outright.
We've got some things afoot. Let's kind of take a quick overview. We'll start with Ann Arbor Democrat Representative Jeff Irwin. His bill would decriminalize pot and do it all around Michigan, right?
That's correct. And it's not just Jeff Irwin either. You have some very, very conservative members of the Republican side of things here at the state capitol that are also supporting it. Mike Shirky being one who was, as you might know, someone who really sort of spearheaded the right to work effort. And so you're getting people on both sides of the aisle that are interested in this issue. And yes, it sounds like there are some people that are already that already have legislation out there. Of course, that bill has been it was introduced months ago. It hasn't moved. And that kind of brings me to my next point, that despite the fact that there does seem to be some movement in this direction amongst lawmakers and even leadership in both the House and Senate aren't so quick to just dismiss the idea of legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana, it still seems like it would be a very heavy lift, in my opinion, to get anything done anytime soon, and especially coming up on an election year next year. It's very difficult to pass controversial issues like that during an election year. So this still might be a little while out before we see any real serious efforts moving forward.
Then we have White Lake Republican Representative Eileen Kowal's Medibles Bill, making medical marijuana legal in food and sprays. Is that something that could see the light of day and get moved through?
That's a completely different story, in my opinion, at least when it comes to dealing with some of the issues that have been brought up about Michigan's Medical Marijuana Act. And one of the reasons that that's different is this was a statewide constitutional amendment that was passed that created the medical marijuana system that we have in Michigan. And so the voters have spoken on that one, and most legislators here will admit that they, at least publicly, they say they don't want to go back on the will of the people here. So when it comes to issues like recently the state Court of Appeals said that medical forms of cannabis or pot, the active ingredients in cannabis, are not what's known as usable under the Medical Marijuana Act. In other words, things like pot brownies, candies, capsules that have resin in it that contain the active ingredients in cannabis would not be protected under the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act. And so what Representative Kowal introduced would allow these types of products for people who are chronically or seriously ill to use. And one of the big logical reasons for that is you have issues of people with respiratory illness. And right now, the only way that they can use medical marijuana is by smoking it. There are other products, like I said, candies and capsules that have oils, resins in them that do not produce a high effect. So it seems like there is a pretty broad support, at least on the political spectrum, for that. It was just introduced late last month, and it's still sitting in the House Judiciary Committee. So, no movement on that quite yet, but it's still a little bit early, to expect that.
And then we've got Senator Roger Kahn, Republican from Saginaw Township, and co-sponsored Majority Leader Randy Richardville, that bill to get the pharmaceutical companies to produce and distribute medical marijuana. I would suspect not real popular with the folks who grow medical marijuana and sell it. What kind of support is there to kind of get it under the umbrella of the pharmaceutical companies.
This is sort of contingent on whether or not the federal government reschedules marijuana in general. But either way, it sounds to me like in the Senate, at least, the Senate Majority Leader is on board. And it's a bill that was expected to move through the legislature fairly quickly, at least through the Senate. Although we haven't seen it move quite as quickly as we thought. We actually kind of were expecting a vote last week, which would have been very quick. That didn't happen. So we're sort of seeing whether or not that moves this week. And if it doesn't, then there might be some big questions about it that would be interesting to see what's going on with it.
Of course, all of this activity has to be underscored by the fact that marijuana is still illegal under federal law.
That's true. And that's one of the things that's really caused a lot of problems with the Medical Marijuana Act, that's led to a lot of confusion about what people can do and what people can't do, even if they are licensed patients or caregivers under the state. And it has also led to a lot of questions about how this should be enforced. And you, with these local elections, like you said, in Ferndale, Jackson, and Lansing, sounds like those are, according to state officials, according to a lot of people, those are largely symbolic because you've got under state law and under federal law, that's still illegal.
Jake Neer, Michigan Public Radio Network, joining us from Lansing. Thanks so much, Jake.
Thanks, Cindy.